This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The second batch of Democratic presidential hopefuls piled onto front-runner Joe Biden during their televised debate in Miami. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was criticized for the partisan gridlock on Capitol Hill and linked to the Citizens United political finance ruling by Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. There were comments about Biden's age and generational views, and then a hard hit from California's Kamala Harris. She challenged Biden's stance against busing to desegregate public schools in the 70s, saying she was bused as a child, and tried to force him to say he'd been wrong. There was also the issue of Biden saying that to break congressional gridlock, he had worked with segregationist senators, which Harris called hurtful. Biden defended his civil rights record and said that he had worked to secure bipartisan funds to help fight cancer. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The House of Representatives voted 305 to 102 to approve a Senate bill to provide additional money for emergency aid for the U.S.-Mexico border situation. Democrats gave up on an effort to add additional migrant protections to a Senate-passed border aid bill, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying it was urgent to secure the funds the legislation would provide.
The children come first. At the end of the day, we have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available. Therefore, we will not engage in the same disrespectful behavior that the Senate did in ignoring the House priorities.
The bill now goes to President Trump for his signature. Trump had threatened to veto a House version of the bill, which would have more stringent care requirements for detained migrant families and children. It comes after a photograph of a father and daughter drowned in the Rio Grande River in Mexico went viral. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump will continue his one-on-one